Hickman Brooklyn, how may we help you?
Hi, is this Luther?
Luther's not in right now, but if you leave a message, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, this is Paul. I'm calling back from Local Splash. I spoke with Luther the other day regarding branding the business, doing a website. I just wanted to see if we can get that set up this week.
And, Paul, I'm glad you called, buddy.
Good.
I'm trying to get back to you. And let's see. You say Local Splash?
Correct. Yeah, I did send an email out to you. I sent
and
that.
And I didn't get to look at it yet, Paul. I apologize,
okay.
Dude.
That's
we've
okay.
Been, I'm telling you, we're in an amateur bout fight. Hey, man,
right.
We've been thinking, dude. We've been thinking. We're thinking that we probably need to start out with just a whole new website right here. And we want to do
that.
This. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, what about this domain situation? Does that mean we got to get another domain?
I think you said that you had owned the Hickman Roof domain before.
We do, but we thinking it might just be best if we just leave that sitting in New Orleans.
Okay, I hear
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we can see, I mean, I can check about, like, the availability of, say, like, Hickman Roofing instead of Hickman Roof. But we could definitely...
And here's what I want you to do. I had a misprint earlier where we printed some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you know what it said? It said Hickman Roofing.
Okay.
So I want you to check that out and put that on the number one spot.
Okay, for Hickman Roofing.
Does anybody got something I could read? Is that what it says, Hickman Roofing? Yeah. It is. I'm confident that is the correct word.
Okay.
Which would be Hickman Roofing. Yeah. .com. Yeah. And if not, we would want to do something like Hickman Roof Wichita or something like that.
Right.
But if we could go with the Hickman Roofing, be a little cookie there for us. But yeah,
okay.
We do want to move forward. We do want to get started.
Okay. And we can include the website for you. I don't know if I had mentioned that to you as an option for you, but we would include the website for you at no additional cost. So I think I did. I sent that with a website example when I emailed you that information.
Yes,
so, yeah,
yes.
We can do a brand new website for you. It's still the $299 as an out-the-door cost. You know, obviously, there's not a setup fee that would attach even to that first month.
Okay.
Are you available to do your client interview today?
Yes, we'll do it today.
Okay, perfect. So I can take a look at that client interview calendar and see what's available. You don't even necessarily need to be in front of a computer. You can be driving, working, as long as you can answer some basically off the top of your head questions regarding your business. Let me just make sure I've got everything that I have that I need here. Did you have any questions, though, for me before we get that all set up?
Well, basically, you know, the domain question.
Right.
And I guess, you know, and that means we're just going to have this separate website in Wichita.
Yeah.
And you said that, okay, people's going to be able to contact us through the website.
Right.
Get emails from the website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And did you want to keep the email on file? I mean, if you don't want the public to see the email, then we just don't put it on the website, but it would still be attached to the contact form on the website. So
no,
we can't keep that same email.
By people. If somebody needs to contact us, we want them to use the email.
Okay, and you do want to keep that same email, eat.sleep.roof.repeat@gmail.com?
Man, that's a lot. The dots is what kills it.
Well, it's a lot when you say it, but when you type it out, it's not that bad.
Okay.
I mean, people are going to be typing it out.
We use that same email.
Yeah, okay.
Up and running. If you don't, unless it's a bad idea, if it's a bad idea, tell me.
I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's related to your business. I mean, if it was like obviously your personal email, like let's say LutherHickman25@gmail.com, then I would say, you know, we don't want to put that out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is a business email, so that's the important thing.
People are clicking it anyway; they're not actually writing it in, are they?
They're probably not even looking at it. They're just clicking on the contact form, filling it out. They're just, you know, hitting submit, and they don't even know exactly where it goes. So yeah, that's why I was saying it doesn't even necessarily need to be on the website itself physically for people to see it. They don't need to see it. They're just, you know, following the process of filling out that form and clicking submit, but we can put it on there. But there's not a street address, right? The 1717 South, Southwest. Okay. You want that on there. You want that on your website. I'm glad I verified that again.
And we also want to hit on Google Maps, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely, put that on there. It'll be on your Google listing and everything. That we'll be able to do here for you. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point,
hey, what about then, Google business page? Is that part of this?
Yes. Oh, I absolutely. Mean, yes. Yeah.
Because my wife was telling me that our Google business page, remember I told you we had a little website with Town Square? Well, the other day we changed the address from Louisiana to Wichita. Well, Google business page kicked us off. Because the addresses didn't match. How's that coming? Are we getting a new Google business page or are we going to try to use the same one?
So if it's still relevant, we would use it. We'd make updates and edits. If the location is significantly different, then we would do a new one.
Because we get all our reviews and everything.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, our goal is to use what you have and make it work better for you. Obviously, if it's not accurate anymore, then we would update it. If it needs to be completely redone or removed, we would do that for you. But we can use the existing Google listing if it's still relevant for you, if it's got reviews and if the address is still the same, or even if it's still fairly consistent with your
location. What if you're telling me that, oh, Luther, we need to set up a new Google business page? What if that is your answer to me?
So then it's included. I mean, obviously, we're not going to charge you extra for it. Yeah. Yeah, it's simple, straightforward pricing. The $299 is all-inclusive. That includes the website, includes the initial construction of the site, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the site. We can always make changes. We can always add photos either to the website or to any additional online content. There's no additional cost for that. You know, obviously, if we have to do a new Google business listing, there's not an additional cost for that. There's no hidden taxes, fees, or surcharges. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits.
All right. We're happy with it, Paul. I don't want to hold you up too much. I know you're a busy man.
So what time are you available for your follow-up call today?
Right now.
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to do right now. Let me find out what would be available. And then it is going to be exactly then $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
We're going to use a MasterCard, I think.
Is it Luther Hickman on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
There is a business name on it. Yes, sir.
Okay. If it's a Visa, it would start with the 4. MasterCard would start with the 5.
Let me go ahead and get it, little buddy. Oh, the domain and all that. When does all that get figured out?
So that will be something our client interview technician will discuss with you. They'll find all the best options and run through that with you, and together you'll choose which one you want to move forward with. But I've got Hickman Roofing, I've got Hickman Roofing Roof Wichita, to see if those are available options, and they'll also find out anything that might be available, like, for example, Hickman Roofing Wichita. So they'll let you know which ones are available, and like I said, together you'll choose the right one.
Okay. It starts with a 5, mister.
That's a MasterCard. Let me code that as such, and then I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5290-5843.
Mm-hmm.
0741.
Yes, sir.
56-39.
And then the expiration month and year?
10-28.
10 of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
328.
328. So 328 on the back, October, or 10 of 2028. And the card itself was at 5290, 5843, 0741, 5639.
Yep.
Is the billing address of that card the 1717 Southwest Street or Southwest Boulevard?
Yep.
Yes, and it is Southwest Boulevard, right?
Yep.
Got it. And then because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that the website is, in this case, going to be included at no cost, that we are waiving the setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Hickman, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Hickman Roofing.
And that's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Luther Hickman, owner, operator.
Okay. And as the owner operator of Hickman Roofing, Luther, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is true.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Luther, of course, you would agree to that, right?
We are going to be proactive. If you send us a phone call, we're going to answer it.
That's perfect. That's perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we request that. I mean, obviously, with all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, we would not want you to be paying someone else for services we're already providing. Maybe even more important, it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Luther, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, if I do something like that, I'm going to run it by y'all. That way we can work together.
That's perfect. Yep, and we do what's called a NAPW audit. Sends your name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, typically we do the client interviews first day, second day, third day. It's looking like today's booked out, but tomorrow we can do just about any time tomorrow. Would you be available tomorrow, like morning, afternoon? We could do as early as 9:30, or as late as 5:30.
Nine thirty.
Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 9:30. That's the first one that's available. So we'll schedule it from 9:30 until 10:30. That's
when we do it in the evening. My bad.
No, that's okay. Yeah, let me just go back. You're looking for something like 5:30.
Correct. That'd be perfect.
Which one? There's both.
Five.
Okay. We'll schedule it from 5 until 6. At 4 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email. And before I get off the call, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, too. The calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Now, like I said, we usually do client interviews first day, second day, third day, so getting it done tomorrow definitely will help us expedite the process of getting everything all set up and started here. Now, days 5 through 7, that's when everything is submitted and active. That's when your client dashboard will become accessible to you. They usually want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website to be up and running. My experience, it's usually a lot less than that, maybe 7 to 10 days. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. So you'll have Facebook ads up and running in that same time frame. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for all of your keywords and services. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updates, and, of course, customer support. Now, with it being a flat rate with the website included, with us waiving your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing. Of course, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, obviously we are going to include that Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate would never go up on you. Now, of course, with any form of advertising, you do want to give it a chance to really get going and firing on all cylinders. Like I said, we get started quickly. Our goal is to earn your business even in that first month, but we do hope that you give it at least 2 to 3 months. It is month to month. You can discontinue it any time.
Can I put your hold for 1 second?
Sure, no problem.
No bad, dude.
No problem. No problem at all.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I am here. So the timing of that was almost perfect. There's just a tiny bit left in this voice verification here. It's the part that says you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. We do ask that you speak with a client support agent. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Luther, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hickman, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So our client interview technician will be calling you tomorrow. If I do happen to be on that phone call, I'll be, if I'm available, I'll be on that phone call. If I'm not, they will know, or anyone who contacts you saying they're from Local Splash, feel free to ask them. You know, I did set this up. Do you know who I set it up with? I mean, they'll know my name, Paul Gordon. They'll also know that we've got your, security question on file, the city you were born in and DeRidder. But other than that, you're going to receive in about a minute here a welcome email. That is confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, though, I'm more than happy to give you that information now.
What information, sir?
The phone number for the client support team. You know, you're going to get it by way of email anyway, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. You'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute here, but did you want me to give it to you anyway, and you can write it down or type it into your phone?
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one for client support. And like I said, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. In fact, it looks like you've already got it sent out to you. So, yeah, the welcome email is important, not just because it has... Say that again?
Or y'all's a legitimate company, because for a minute, I ain't going to lie to you, I'm thinking, damn, man, I hope this is no problem.
Let me do this for you. You know, I sent that email out to you, and you don't have to access it. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to text you also just a link to the pricing page, and that's already on the email that I sent out to you, but either on the bottom of my email or in the middle of the link that I'm sending out to you right now, you can click on it. It's going to say Google Premier Partner on that, and there's a badge of authenticity, and that is directly
by
Google.
You did a good job, dude. I hope that company realized they got a good man on their team with you, because I tell you what, I hope the team do what you say, because you say you can help.
That's the important part, is that we get your phone ringing and earn your business. So we are a Google Premier Partner. You can see that at the bottom of my email or the link that I sent out to you. It would take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google Premier Partner. Now, you got that welcome email, and again, that welcome email is important, not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do, but the welcome email has your login credentials. Now, like I said, your tracking system is not active.
Oh, the welcome email gives us our login credentials that we're going to need when this website.
Correct. Yeah. You don't need to access it now, but that's for your client dashboard. You will get a notification by text and email once your client dashboard is active. So the welcome email has your login credentials, and you can try to log in at any point in time, but if you do it today or even tomorrow before your client interview, it's just going to tell you we're still setting everything up. So like I said, we'll notify you when your tracking system is active. You'll also get an additional email. This goes out to everyone. It may not even be relevant here, but it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So there's a list of photos that you can send our way. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but that list of photos that you can send us will help us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you are an active business. But like I said, we're hoping that we don't even need to create a new Google listing for you. The one email that I did want you to access now is the other one, the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open up that one, it says, hello, Luther. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Let's see. Let me go back. Okay. Okay, so which one is it?
The local splash initial invoice.
Welcome to local splash. No, I see the local splash initial invoice. Let me click on that.
That's the one. And then towards the bottom of the body of the email, before the graphic, is where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on click here. It's hyperlinked to the written terms of experience. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification. Feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. But obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing instead of Google. We want you to be found there as well, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. We'll do all the additional directories, the Facebook ads, Siri on a smartphone. We are going to include that website as well. So you see the three boxes below. We want you to click all of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you have all three of those boxes clicked, click the longer box and either type in or copy and paste Luther Hickman. It does want the L and the H to be capitalized, but just those letters. Once you have your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. It lets us know that it's a flat rate, that we were including the website. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. And you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it prompts you to log into your tracking system. When it takes you to that next screen, you can stop. Like I said, your tracking system is not yet active, but just let me know when you see that.
I'm at the recurring payment checkbox. Okay. It don't seem to want to move forward. Confirm signature. It's got a check in it, and I press, let's see, okay, maybe I need to do that. Yeah, that's the box I'm on. Is that where I'm supposed to be?
Yeah, it should allow you to click on all three of the boxes.
Okay, maybe there's one I don't see. Oh, I agree to. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Where's box number three, though?
So the one box is that you agree to let us send SMS or text messages. One that, if you're on your smartphone turning it sideways in landscape mode, as long as you're not locked in portrait mode, in landscape mode, everything pops up a little higher, makes everything easier to see and access. But it should have you being able to access the one that says that you allow us to send SMS or text messages, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. So it should show all three of those, and then also show the longer box that you can type in your name.
I couldn't only see it for some reason. All right, I've done it.
Okay.
Welcome to local flash.
So you don't have to log into your tracking system, but you will get notification when that is up and running. Other than that, I'm going to send you that calendar invite now. That is for tomorrow's phone call at 5 o'clock. And if I am in between phone calls, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. You'll get a reminder email at 4. But other than that, welcome aboard. I'm excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting a new website out there for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business. It is always a pleasure speaking with you, so I certainly do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you tomorrow, right out or maybe a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock.
All right.
All right, Luther. I appreciate you, Mr. Hickman. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll call you tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you then, buddy.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Take care.